This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Out with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I gotta say, don't get caught up into the dissimulation that's taking place across the country. Some people are actually broadcasting, promulgating from their outlets that there's a rebirth of America going on in your country right now. Well, I'm going to, at the half hour mark, I'm going to bring you over to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and I'm going to read them off one by one. And I'm going to lay to your candor and ask you the question, is God a man that he should lie? We have false prophets. The Bible tells us in the end times to beware of false prophets. And what are they doing? They're making war with God. What are they doing? They're talking about how God's going to bless this nation like these other conservatives that are talking about and celebrating the rebirth of America. Now listen, I wish it was all true. But the fact of the matter is America is not repented before a just and a holy God. No, they're going on with their big bad self, so they think, in their pride. And rest assured, sooner or later, they're going to get caught up into it. I mean, it's time to shut the door. You heard that song where the little kids singing in church? Shut the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. It's time to shut the door on the devil, folks. And I want to tell you what, it's coming from the people that should know better. You don't have to worry about the left, those criminals, as you call them. They are what they are because the right tolerates them. I'm highlighting those that call themselves the right ones in so many different aspects, saying, thus saith the Lord, and conservatives celebrating the rebirth of America. Folks, you better take heed. That was the first thing Jesus said when the disciples asked him concerning the end times. What are the signs of the times? Take heed to yourself. Pay careful attention, he said, and be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Well, a conservative, folks, is the fruit of what Jesus Christ gave forth through his exhibition and example of what a life is supposed to be lived like in purity and holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ and the Spirit, Ephesians 4. But folks, you got everybody literally going the same direction, as if to suggest God is going to bless America for disobedience. You have got to be crazy, or you have got to be a lunatic. I'm not even going to call you stupid, because stupid people just make the wrong choices, and they keep making the wrong choices. That's what makes them stupid. But boy, oh boy, I am seeing across the boards celebration of America's rebirth, and God's going to bless America. And we're going to get to more of this later, but I could go into it right now. 58 million babies murdered because your corrupt Supreme Court sanctioned it to be so. And the American people allowed them to do it for the last, what, 40 and 50 years? And you think God's going to bless this nation for shedding innocent blood? You have got to think again. You better get your finger off your eyeballs. You better unplug your ears. And if you want to take a look at that, folks, keep in mind, God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, again, keep in mind, friends, I'm not one for not receiving good news. I love it, too, and I wish we were on the other side of this, but we are not. America has a whore's forehead, and it's going to go on and advocate the very things that it advocates, and you think that sinners are going to prosper? Folks, you're reading the wrong Bible. You're listening to the wrong people. And again, I wish for our posterity's sake this was all true. You are just being deceived on a massive scale. Now, if the American people actually stood up and shut down the abortion industry, shut down crime and politics, and shut down those black-robed tyrants called justices, Supreme Court justices, then I would say, hey, Lord, we're setting the record straight the way that you commanded us to do. Then we can expect mercy. But not to sit there and go along to get along and to go along with those that call themselves American government when they run in contrast, direct contrast, and antithetical towards God's moral law, which we are established upon through the Mosaic Institution. Again, you're a glutton for punishment if you want to buy that one. If you want to swallow and drink the Kool-Aid, you go ahead and do it. But you're doing nobody a favor, friends. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah that the sinners just went on. They said, the sword won't come. Judgment's not here. The Lord said they're going to be the first ones to go. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. Celebrating a rebirth of America in sin, which is a reproach to any nation. God's going to bless this nation, saith the false prophets. We're going to have the strongest economy. We're going to have a man in the White House that has full of integrity. And he's going to bring us, and he's going to stop all the New World Order jokers. Oh, he's going to do it all by himself, is he? Whoa. Nope. Unless you repent, you will surely perish. Yes, that applies to individuals, but it also applies to us as a corporate nation, friends. And if you think for one moment the Lord's given this country a pass because Donald Trump is in office, hey, folks, the opposite is true. And I'm going to show you that during the half-hour mark. I have online, just to show you exactly what I'm talking about, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have the New York State Senator Brian Kavanaugh to pay tribute to pro-terror, pro-Sharia, Jew-hater Linda Sasseur, St. Hester Street's collaborative. And yet again, we're just highlighting what's going on in your country. And folks, I can highlight some of the things that are going on in the church right now. Southern Baptists on the edge of losing the battle for the scriptures. Of course, because they've wickedly departed from scripture. That older generation that you see in the church and that older generation that you see in government today are the fruit of a bunch of hippies. And in many cases, they are the hippies. And they've fallen for this false grace and this false love because John Lennon sang the song. Well, I got another thing coming for you. And you can rest assured the difference between me and what you're hearing out there is right, because I'm going right back to the Word and saying this is what it says, folks. Look what's happening in America. Hey, no surprise, transgender boys dominate high school girls at state track meets. Whose fault is that? The kid or the one that raised them up?
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the second segment of Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how conservatives, you know, preservatives, the salt of the earth, those that are supposed to stop the putrefaction and the immorality of a moral society, if that's what you want to call them, it's the best you've got today, friends. They're the ones that are saying that America, they're celebrating a new birth in America. Really? In spite of God? Oh, that's interesting how that works. Are you going to do it without him? Well, because you've been doing everything else without him. Now you're going to go ahead and have a rebirth without him. Rather than being born of the Spirit, John 3:3, you're going to go ahead and do it through a reprobate carnal mind, right? And convince yourself and deceive yourself into believing that you actually are celebrating a rebirth. You're sadly mistaken. And then we have the false prophets on the other side prophesying, oh my goodness, the Lord's going to bless America. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to put a man in the White House that's full of integrity and honor. Folks, they're creating and making war against God. To those that listen to these deceivers, they're making war with God. During the first segment, I was highlighting some of the things going on in your country today. I mean, folks, here's another one for you. Caging children. Did you see this video? It's a woman that was actually caging her children. Separating families. Has the war on immigration gone too far? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Historic North Korea-U.S. summit ends with joint statement in pursuit of peaceful Korean peninsula. That's interesting. Well, everybody's got their eyes on Trump. Isn't it interesting how you're under attack by your own representatives disarming you, or at least attempting to disarm you, in 4 different states now? Or to put limitations on your weapons to defend you and your family. Isn't it interesting how all eyes are on Donald Trump and what's happening here domestically at home, friends? The SPLC, a communist organization, given credibility by the CIA-controlled media, they are aligning themselves with none other than Twitter and Facebook and Google as to how they're going to put up what they believe to be credible websites and to discredit sites that they don't believe are credible. And of course, the ones that they mean to discredit are the ones that are exposing them for who they are, and they don't want you to know that. So in other words, they're trying to suppress your free speech. Okay? I shared with you right during the last piece of my last segment. Did you see the transgender boy dominating high school girls at state track meet? Folks, are you really that sick in the head? Are you really that sick in the mind, in the soul, to stand back and allow this? I mean, ever since the homosexual sodomite agenda has come out of the closet, as they would say, it's absolutely amazing, folks, how many people they have attacked. And the rest of you sat back and you've let them do it. All the while knowing they're playing the victim as they're advocating that which God condemns. I mean, this is craziness. It really is. The state-controlled media on sonsoflibertymedia.com, ABC's Quantico pushes for myth of Hindu terror, ignores reality of jihad against Hindus. See, what they are promulgating, what they are broadcasting, what they are telling you, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to listen to this headline. Russian President Vladimir Putin knocks U.S. for sheltering George Soros. Don't believe it for one moment, friends. Don't believe it for one moment. What has Putin done? I mean, we know Donald Trump isn't going to do anything. He's not going to do nothing to Barack Hussein Obama, who keeps taking shots at him. He's not going to do anything to Hillary Clinton, who keeps taking shots at him, because we know it's the circus of politics. They're the ones that are creating the circus of politics. And by the way, if you want to promote a fight and you want to fill the seats, that's all you got to do is keep promoting that fight. And that's what they keep doing through the state-controlled media. They want your eyes on what's going on. In other words, they want your eyes on the fight that they have created. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook is hiring news credibility specialists that will pass judgment on which sites are credible and which sites are not. They're attacking your First Amendment, America. All of this under Donald Trump's administration. Yesterday I shared with you five facts proving they are coming for your guns. And I highlighted the five things for you. That's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. All under Trump's administration. He's a point man. He's their showman. What he says he is doing and what is really happening are the opposite. I shared with you last week, friends, again, just to prove the point, how a pro-life organization talked about how that they have another victory. Donald Trump has fulfilled his promise in giving us a victory by simply proposing a bill. That was it. See, what they didn't pay attention to is the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was passed behind the March for Our Lives protests by those victims of this alleged shooting in Florida, Parkland High School. The bill was passed behind that march on the same exact weekend. And the passes and the permits for that march were given a month and a half to 2 months before any alleged shooting took place in Florida. When are you going to wake up and open your eyes, America? All this happening under Donald Trump's administration. Am I blaming Donald Trump? No, I'm blaming the American people for tolerating it. And what I'm confronting right now, friends, is how you're hearing from today's conservatives, how they are celebrating the rebirth of America. You have got to be kidding me. Then God is a liar, friends. I speak as a man. Then God is a liar, and I know he's not. And again, we have these false prophets making war against God by saying God's going to bless us in spite of all the things that we've tolerated, in spite of all the things that we're guilty of. The blood of 58 million babies is on our hands, America, and you have false prophets saying that you're going to prosper. Let me tell you this, sinners don't prosper. They never will prosper. They never will prosper. in a spiritual sense. You know, what I shared with you earlier is if the American people actually stood up and protested, you know, Protestant has meaning, right? Because they understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It never will. It never will. They've tried it over and over and over and over and over for 6,000 years now. They'll never prevail, period. But if the American people actually stood up and protested and shut these people down, then we could appeal to the mercy of God. And the mercy of God, regardless if we appeal to it or not, is the fact that we still have the freedom to do the right thing today. And what have most Americans done with it? Nothing. Cast it away. I just watched a Black Hawk Down documentary the other day. I extract life from the stories of our military men in a spiritual sense. But when Black Hawk Down, one of the helicopters, there are actually two helicopters that went down in Somalia. One of them went down and two men said that we want you to drop us and we need to get those guys out of there. All by themselves. All by themselves. And when they did so, it was interesting to note that they actually sacrificed themselves so one helicopter pilot could come home. And I remember just the other day, his name was Michael Durant, by the way, and I'm talking about Gary Gordon and Randy Shugart. Boy, oh boy, you want the definition of a hero in this life, friends? Those two men did it. And I could say it bawling like a baby. Those guys deserve all of the honor that we can give them for sacrificing themselves for Michael Durant, the one pilot. They sacrificed their own lives to protect him that he might live. They died, he lived. 2 Corinthians 5:15, read it when you get a moment. As I was watching this, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, boy, do they understand what real love is? Sacrificing themselves, two guys, so one guy can live. One guy can live. Michael Durant said, after I got home, the only thing I could think about was Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon, who sacrificed themselves for my life. And he said, everything I did, I looked at it differently. And I raised the bar on myself to do all that I can do to live for what they themselves died to give. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, and so should we.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with, and ultimately, if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he can take all the credit. He can have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughing stock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there is a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Just highlighting Black Hawk Down. Watched a documentary the other day. And two helicopters went down. And what also went down with them, who were in the safe zone, was Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon, who said, you need us to be down on the ground, so drop us. They were given the thumbs up, went down, surrounded Michael Durant's helicopter. Both of them died in the process. And Michael Durant came home, watched the documentary concerning his feedback, and he said what the highlight for him was Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon. Courage, bravery. Oh, my gosh. They embodied it, man. Whew. They embodied it. And when I look at those two, I think about Christ on the cross. You want to talk about courage. You want to talk about bravery. And I think about the fact that Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon did what they did for a man, Michael Durant. And I think about the Christ who died on the cross. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In spite of us, he died for us. You know what's interesting is Michael Durant said that when he got home, the only thing he could think about, again, was Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon from Black Hawk Down. And basically, their sacrifice for his life. And he says, since I've been back, I've raised the bar on everything that I do. You know why he raised the bar on everything he did, America? 53 countries that are broadcasting. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com right now. You know why he raised the bar? Because he was thankful. Out of gratitude. He was so thankful for what Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon did on his behalf that he wanted to make sure that he did everything a lot better than he's ever done it before, because he said that he's had a rebirth. He got a second chance, he said, and I'm not going to get a third. That's exactly right. And so it is with those that are born of the Spirit. Out of gratitude, they live to honor him who died for them. Period. Period. And look at this. You got these filthy conservatives in America, these filthy false prophets, celebrating the rebirth of America, in the spite of the things that they've tolerated, which God condemns. Again, celebrating the rebirth of America, homosexual marriage, the American people rolled over in the face of that. Now they're going for the kids again, not just killing the babies, but now raping children, stealing children across America. I mean, and the American people are being led by these deceivers? That there's a rebirth of America as if to suggest God is blessing us for tolerating what he condemns? You're sadly mistaken. And if let me say this to Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon, Michael Durant. That is such a good message concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. If people were really thankful for what Jesus Christ did for them on the cross through the shedding of his blood as a propitiation for our sins, do you think they would tolerate the things that they tolerate today? No way. No way. No way. Those that just go along to get along because they don't want to get involved in politics and they don't want to have to sacrifice their own little selfish time to right the wrongs concerning their communities and their countries. It's because they haven't righted their own wrongs first, America, just so you know that. It's about them. It's always going to be about them. And in the end, they're going to find that it didn't pay off. Because again, when Jesus said, "Where you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it." Not till then. Let me go over to Leviticus 26. I highlight it. I make reference to it quite a bit. The first 13 scriptures are promises to an obedient people. Okay, so I'm going to go to where this applies. And when you go to Leviticus 26:14, he said, "If you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all these commandments," he said, "if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments," in other words, if you don't keep my commandments and execute my laws against that which I call sin and crime, he said, "this is what I'm going to do to you." And I'm going to get to that in a moment. Going back to 15, "and if you shall despise my statutes, or if you your soul abhors my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant," listen carefully, because America, that's on your forehead. That's on the forehead of this country, starting at the top. "And if you shall despise my statutes," the church in America is teaching the exact opposite. They're teaching the people to despise God's statutes. They're teaching the people in this country, "thou shalt not judge." They're teaching the people that it's legalism to obey God. America, that's what's happening. And they have broken his covenant. And yet they're listening to the filthy conservatives of the day and the false prophets saying that God's going to bless America for her disobedience. And to the filthy conservatives, they're celebrating. They're celebrating the rebirth of a nation. They're sadly mistaken. Jesus said, "Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived." This is what the Lord said. Verse 16, "I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror." Did you hear that? "I will appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain. For your enemy shall eat it." Yep, all the bureaucracies that you've allowed this government through corruption to breed and to create and to breed, they're right there to steal away your seed, aren't they? Can we say the IRS? Can we say taxation without representation in so many different ways? Folks, you're paying taxes for everything everywhere you go, practically. It's almost like, is any of this left for me and my family? Verse 17, "And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies." Okay? Now it's happening in America. I mean, folks, you got 35 jihadi camps in America. Nobody's talking about it. This broadcast from Fox News in 2009, good for Sean Hannity. CNN even broadcasted it in their confusion. They blurted the truth out. "And you shall be slain before your enemies." We have Muslims running for governorship in the state of Michigan that have George Soros ties. But what's the difference between them and the likes of the governor of Minnesota, who has voted the worst senator in American history, Mark Dayton, who has ties with George Soros? Same thing with the New York governor. Same thing with that whack job lunatic out in California, Gary Brown. What's the difference, America? Clean house before you want to clean anybody else's house, right? Yep, that's what it means to judge within. God will judge without. But that's what Americans fail to do. You know, the IBM company, what they do in bigger companies, what they do is they hire these troubleshooters that come into their companies and they find out what's wrong with their company so their companies can grow. In other words, remove the rocks from their path. Anything that may be hindering growth, they want those troubleshooters to find it. Well, guess what? That's what the prophets do. They point their finger. That's what a prophetic message and ministry does. They point the finger. You see all these false prophets today? They're doing just the exact that. Don't worry about the stones. Don't worry about correcting yourself. God will take care of that. Yep, I've heard it all. And he is taking care of it through judgment to a disobedient people. He said that he shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. How many people, when you walk around, look like they're just joyful in the things of God? Happy. No, they're heavy. They're sorrowful. Read Daniel 9, the whole of it, in a moment. Sorry, when you get a moment. He said, you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. Yep, we're seeing that. I mean, you've allowed the government in this country to literally put their fingers in every facet. Let me say it this way. You've allowed them to put their fingers into anything and everything they've wanted to put their fingers in. And that's not their job. And it's humorous when I hear people talk about how job growth rates under George Bush or Barack Hussein Obama or Donald Trump. Really? I didn't know that that was their job. Their job is to get out of the way. Folks, you are looking at them the way that you want. They want you to look at them like they're Uncle Sam, like they're your big brother. And if you do anything, you have to first get their permission to do it. Well, they turn around and don't ask permission for nothing, do they? And the law's on your side, not theirs. And they work for you. You don't work for them. You got the rolls backwards, America. And you keep letting them do it. That's the judgment of God. In a small degree. He said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you. Have we seen this? Are we seeing this? Absolutely. I mean, those that you are allowing to represent you, delegated authority or not, friends, they are doing what they want to do, and you're letting them do it. And I'm sick and tired of them and their crimes. He said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. Listen carefully. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. You know, opposite of Gary Gordon and Randy Shugard and Michael Durant, you know what I've seen across this country more than anything, friends, from the top to the bottom? Cowardice and what men have become. Cowards. Let me say it again. Cowards. Hey, you know the old stickers on the back of the cars used to say these colors don't run. I want to tell you what I'm seeing in America today is just the opposite. Too busy, man. I got other things going on. I want to check out the football game. I got to watch those full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball while my country's being destroyed. Or in the wintertime, I got to go dig a hole and fish for those fish that I might get. They probably won't fit through the hole, but the fact of the matter is I got to burn up my time somehow or another rather than doing what I should be doing, not understanding that freedom wasn't given to do what we want to do, but rather what we ought to do. No, to them, their definition of freedom is licentiousness. And to do whatever they want to do and expect to remain free is absolutely ridiculous.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey folks, why don't you go over, you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check it out. You'll listen to some of these commercials, I gotta say. Can you imagine some of these guys in front of a microphone? And they're probably about 3 feet tall. And not that there's anything wrong with people that are 3 feet tall. God bless their little bodies. The fact of the matter is they're probably got these, some of these commercials, and I'm not racking on those guys as well, but I am racking on the fact that how many of these guys, they try to portray their voice to be something that it's not. You know, wow, it's almost comical. It really is. I've been talking about over the last hour, friends, conservatives, these filthy conservatives. They're celebrating the rebirth of America. And by the way, they got the globalists on their heels, they say. Really? Woo! And then the false prophets are saying God is going to bless America. Inner disobedience. And I'm showing you through scripture right now, friends, just the opposite. The opposite is true. If you shall despise my statutes, and if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant. For example, thou shalt not kill. And when you allow those representatives to sanction murder, you deal with those that are sanctioning murder, friends, to uphold God's law in spite of what they meant to do. See, they have now, as they would call it, officially sanctioned murder as a choice. Also keep in mind, too, friends, these are the same people that say, you know what, we can't mandate, you know, the death penalty for murderers. No, of course not. It's like the chief priests, the scribes and the leaders of the people in Rome that day when they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. But before they said that, they said, give us Barabbas, who was a murderer in the insurrection. So they were committing the act of murder by calling for the Christ crucifixion. But before that, that they were doing was attempting to justify themselves by saying, tell Barabbas we want him out. He's one of us. We're murderers too. It's exactly right. They're accomplices. That's exactly what we're seeing. And that's exactly what we're seeing across the country. If you're not protesting and preaching out against sin, it's because you're guilty of it. Period. Period. No debate. No debate at all. He goes on, he says, to those that will not keep all of his commandments, but that you break my covenant. He said, I'll break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. You know, you go to California, you think, man, these folks are loaded out here. Folks, it's all credit. Whatever the bank can give you, it can take it away from you if it's not paid for, right? It's like the government. Whatever they give you, keep in mind someone had to pay for it and it wasn't them, but also keep in mind they can also take it away from you. And let me put into perspective, again, America, you are the government. It's not them against us, it's what we tolerate that we have to correct before God, period. Read Exodus 20 and repent, period. I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron. He goes on in verse 20, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. You know, it's interesting. We were told the other day by Donald Trump, through the CIA-controlled media, this facet happened to be, I believe it was CNN that I seen the scroll on, or it was Fox. It doesn't matter. Two sides of the same coin. And he said to the people that we have the strongest economy in U.S. history. You know that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that I told you that he signed on to? Guess who pays for that? I think some lights just went on. People are, now you're starting to get what I'm saying, right? What they say and what they do are two different stories. If you walk contrary unto me, America, you are, and will not listen to me, America, you are not. He said, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins before me, your lawless deeds, the things that you advocate that my law condemns. Read 1 John 3:4. He said, I will also send wild beasts among you. You mean like MS-13, like a bunch of illegals coming into this country that are for advocating anything and everything that's barbaric under heaven? Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Yep, I understand what you're talking about. Which shall rob you of your children? Yeah, isn't there something going on in the United States of America right now? They're trying to make an awareness of people ripping off children, right? And it's called child trafficking. Huh. And destroy your cattle. Isn't it interesting how they have chemtrails, man? And they're spraying down Barnum and they're spraying down chemicals on the American people. And people, because of their unwillingness to pull the curtain back, they think that they're actually contrails when in fact chemicals are being sprayed down upon them that are called chemtrails. And we don't want to look into that because if we do, then we're going to become paranoid about the other things that they're also doing. Yep. And that's been going on since 1968 in your country. I had a pilot with me who's a friend. I have a couple friends that are pilots. And we were up in the air going to Nashville. He was a Northwest pilot at this time, or Delta. I think it was Delta. And until they changed their name over. But what was interesting is we were flying, and he was right next to me to my right, and I looked out the window, and I seen chemtrail being sprayed. And I looked over at him, and he was a military guy, too. He used to fly F-16s. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, what is that? I played stupid. I said, what is that stuff that he's spraying? He said, I don't know what that is. He goes, but I can tell you right now, that's not contrail. Of course. Heart congestion. Congestive failure, heart failure. Yep. What are they spraying, America? Check out chemtrails. Do your homework. This is all the judgments of God. But you're being told by the conservatives there's a rebirth of America going on. And you're being told that the globalists are on their heels. Now, I want to tell you who's behind all of this. My daddy. He's the governor of all nations. the cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. Everything that you see, the very stars have been flung into existence, and they're all named by my daddy. He's in control of everything, good, bad, ugly, whatever the case may be. He's in control of it. The judgments of God are upon this country. I'll go on here. And if you will walk contrary to me, and you still won't listen to me, and will not hearken unto me, he said, I'm going to bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. He said, if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then he said, then I will also walk contrary unto you and will punish you again, yet seven times more for your sins. This is the second time he said it, verse 21 and verse 24, Leviticus 26. You haven't seen nothing yet, America. Look to Europe. They're starting to get a little taste of seven times too, aren't they? Yes, they are. Verse 25, you know what he says, America? You ever wonder why all these illegals are being pumped into America? Oh, I can tell you why. Because sooner or later, as the Russian, the communists within, that are not hiding anymore, are attempting to incite domestic division between the people. They're creating this division because the people are allowing them to do it. Remember the Lord said, if you will not be ruled by me? In Psalm 9:16, he said, I'll turn that nation into hell. If you don't want to listen to his laws. That's right. Okay. You know, it's interesting that they're within working, but you can look at all those illegals coming in. You can rest assured what's going to happen one day. You're going to wake up and there's going to be a jihad. Now, you got 325 million people in this country and you have a lot of gun owners in this country. That's why they're so adamant. They're so adamant about removing your right to bear arms because they want to disarm you. But you can mark my words on this because in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it tells you exactly what's happening. A foreign nation will come in, and they're not coming in as the Trojan horse any longer. They're coming in with the full approval of corrupt politicians and the people that tolerate corrupt politicians. And rest assured, they're going to be mysteriously armed one day, and there's going to be a civil war. That's all you have to do is look to the Revolutionary War. The king used mercenaries. He used Indian savages. He used Hessians, folks, to do his killing for him. And so this is one of the reasons, America, you need to tune in to what the Spirit of God is saying. And I want to tell you, the Spirit of God is saying, America, repent or perish. Because his judgments are here now. And I can go on. He said the next thing in verse 25, I will bring a sword upon you, then avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And he said, when you are gathered together within your cities, I'll send the pestilence among you. And then it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then it gets worse. And then he said in verse 41, when you are humbled and you accepted the punishment of your iniquity and repent, then we'll talk a different direction.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.